It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Running dad pushes five kids in a stroller. But what was he running from?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
You know what, Kevin? Just take a moment to explain it. I feel like I should explain it.
So Go ahead. Yeah.
So if you want to win Cody Johnson tickets, and it's hard to get through, obviously, or maybe you're just too shy to play the game on the air, you can go to the big999coyotecountry.com and you can click on the Country Club VIP. And then in there, we have Cody Johnson VIP tickets. So that's another way for you to win. Now, I can simplify it for you even more if you'd like. All you have to do is text the letters VIP to our text line, and we'll shoot you back a link, so then you can just click on that. So if you want to win those Cody Johnson tickets or Nico Moon tickets or see the wrong guesses for the Secret Sound or, you know, maybe win a spa day for your mom, Mother's Day is coming up in case you forgot, all you got to do is text VIP to 509-441-0999, and we'll send you back a link. Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
You really do a good job over there. Total Pro, man. Thank TP, you. That's what we call him.
TP.
JD the TP.
Thank you.
Total Pro.
Toilet paper.
Let's talk about your taxes real quick.
Yeah, could we?
In 2017, that was just seven short years ago,
ooh,
Spokane County residents paid $562 million in property taxes.
Whoa.
In 2024, that number has jumped to $860 million. That's a 52.8% increase.
52%?
Yeah, 50, nearly 50. I would round it up to 53.
I would too.
52.8, I would just say 53% increase.
Whoa.
He wanted to share that fact with you.
You did say it.
That's in Spokane County? Is that what you said?
Spokane City. I think just in the city, Jay.
Oh, wow.
Let's see what it says exactly. Spokane County residents.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm always lying.
Well, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. So that was just that story that everybody, you know, always says, man, the property taxes have gone up so much. Well, there it is.
Man.
Now you know the actual
number.
That's
so great.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Now that I got everybody mad, I'm going to try to calm you down a little bit.
Yeah,
just bring you back down.
Thanks a lot.
Bring you back down with some great television.
I just want to let you know that how much I'm biting my tongue right now. I wanted you to know
I know
that.
You are.
Back to you.
Are you smarter than a celebrity, Jay?
Probably not. Although I did say what I wanted to say, so maybe I am.
This is a great mix of, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right.
Hollywood Squares. And it's one other show that I feel like it's...
Is it a real show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get ready for it. Amazon Prime has ordered 20 episodes of 20? Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Wow.
Each game will welcome an adult contestant who will rely on a classroom full of celebrities to help them answer 11 questions on a range of subjects.
That's great.
Now, the subjects will all be pulled from elementary curriculum.
Right.
In an effort to win $100,000.
Wow.
They're not competing against the stars. They're just enlisting the help. And in some cases, they can even cheat off of them if they want to. So I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the final question, which is worth $100,000, the contestant selects one celebrity to discuss the answer with before locking in their final answer.
Okay.
So it's a little, it's definitely smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah.
It's definitely that Hollywood Squares vibe. And then it's a little bit of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Wow, that feels like that's kind of a cool mixture. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The final question is always at the sixth grade level, by the way.
Boy.
The host of the show will be? Who would you have host that show? Like you're thinking, are you smarter than a celebrity? It's a bunch of celebrities in there. It's Amazon Prime. It's pretty great. I think it's a great concept. I'm all in on watching this.
Boy, I don't know. I'm trying to think who I would have do it. It's got to be somebody who's kind of outgoing.
Pat Sajak?
Very popular. Yeah,
that is. Yeah. Pat Sajak is a good answer.
Yeah.
Very good answer.
He's not busy.
Ryan Seacrest, because he's not hosting enough things.
Ryan Seacrest, of course he wants to do it.
Yeah.
No, would you believe me if I told you it's Travis Kelce?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean,
it's kind of funny because, you know, are you smarter than a celebrity? And then he's the host of it. That's
right. That is kind of, and it is all elementary stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I wonder if that's the only problem where, will the questions be too easy that it'll get dumb?
Oh, you can find some questions that might stump people. From sixth grade and below, you will find some questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I could probably be stumped.
Right, yes.
So, fun show. Amazon Prime, I'm all about it.
20 episodes. That's a pretty good commitment.
Yeah, they didn't mess around. Now yeah. I have it. I don't know. This is the first thing I wondered about. Is it 20 shows, but 10 of them recorded with all the same celebrities in the room?
I mean, going to be fast, yeah.
Or is it one of those where they switch celebrities every week?
Boy, I don't know.
Or is it the same celebrities for the entire show?
Could be. That's the Hollywood Squares vibe to it then, right? Because it's usually the same people?
No, Hollywood Squares would have the same people for an episode, but then they would switch, right?
Oh, they would? Okay.
Well, yeah, I think... I think they recorded multiple. Yeah, well, they had the people who were there kind of made the residency there. Yes. Always the center square, and there was always a couple other ones. But I think then they also had the same ones, because they did like most of those shows, filmed a couple episodes a day.
Right, okay.
Steve, you've been really good about helping us get bits that we've wanted to do for years off the ground. Like, you've done a great job like this.
Like, do you believe in Steve?
Do you believe in Steve? I don't anymore after he didn't know how to play his own game today. But
I was frazzled, Kevin.
You've done a great job. Like the National Anthem. Not the National Anthem.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
That's something we've talked about doing forever, and we just never got it done. We tell you about it.
Boom. Yeah, there you go.
It's done.
Done deal is a done deal.
Done deal.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not a butt coming at all.
However,
what I would like you to do is get this next one done. I've always wanted to do a live version of Hollywood Squares. Like Spokane Squares. I don't know what we'd call it.
Right.
But like Jay and
Does
I would...
Does he have to build the set?
Jay
that
and I would host it. No, Warren and Bruce will do that.
All
and Monty.
Right.
Warren, Bruce, and Monty will build the set.
Holy cow, what is this?
They will do it. We will get all these celebrities from around town to do this. Of course, Mark Few will be the center square.
Right, yep. I like it.
And just how fun would it do to do that live somewhere?
That would be amazing. That would be fantastic. Then we just come up with really cool prizes, too? Is that that's our part?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Get that done, Steve.
You want to do that the same day as the underwear record, or?
Ooh, the underwear record is a standalone. You gotta
See,
do that
I don't like
itself.
You meeting this idea with negativity.
What? I'm serious about the underwear thing.
Well, I mean, get it going.
I don't know
what. And the underwear is you want everyone to put underwear on their head somewhere?
Yeah, to break the record.
Break the world record.
I do agree with that one. That's pretty easy to do. I forgot what you were talking about with underwear.
Yeah. It's
what
like
was the record?
350, I think.
Oh, man. Spokane Indians, we'll see you there.
Or something like that. Well, yeah. Ooh, that's a good idea, too. Because we were talking about across the street.
Yeah, we were talking across the street. But, I mean, I don't know if a brand new organization like the new soccer team is going to be all in, but we could call Otto. Kevin, call Otto real quick.
The mascot?
No.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it's over $100,000 wedding. Come
Somebody's
on.
Gonna pop in. Yeah.
Someone's gonna sneak
very
in.
Very likely.
Yeah. I am also, when I first read this, all I did is just got mad.
Kevin James.
How did I miss out
on
this?
Yeah, he's gonna say this is all about you trying to figure
out. How did I miss out on DJing this one? The band and a DJ? That seems like way less work.
Yeah, right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In about an hour, we are going to play another round of the Jay and Kevin Secret Sound, and the value is over $400. Now the final story, Kevin.
Well, do you believe it or not?
Do you believe?
These are things that you can do with beer.
Oh.
Drink it, we know.
Yep, got that one.
They are saying these are things. Again, Men's Health. Men's Health been coming through strong lately with some articles. Bathe in it.
Heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but
bathing
I have heard of
bath. That. I mean, bathing in bath. Bathing in beer.
Yeah, I have heard of it, and I don't know why. I don't know what it
Never
is
done
it's
it?
Supposed to do, but...
Beer is great for putting out a fire. Beer is mostly water. It could work in small grill flare-ups.
Okay, really?
People have been known to carry an emergency can in their car in case of an engine fire.
Okay.
That is quite the line.
Okay.
So, officer, this beer is actually...
You know this puts out fires, right?
Or the engine fire.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been known to do that. Marinate meat. Yeah, I get that one. Make a barbecue sauce. Yeah, believe it.
Oh, sure.
Believe
yeah.
It, believe
yeah,
it. Believe it.
I get that.
Loosen your rusty bolts and nuts.
I've heard of like Coke, but I've never heard of beer for that.
Pour some beer on them. Wait a few minutes. The carbonation may help break up the rust and get off that rusty nut.
Yeah, I've heard of the pop one because it kind of, you know, eats through it.
Yeah.
Jay, tis the season. Lawns. We got those brown spots that'll start happening in your lawn.
Oh, really?
They say just clear them right up by dumping beer on them.
Is that because it's fermented or something?
Fermented sugars in the beer stimulate plant growth and kill fungi.
Ooh.
Nice okay. one, Jay. Ding, ding.
I have a spot I'm willing to try that on.
Why not? I mean... Just walk out there, dump
Although
your beer.
Although it's not really a, what are those things called that you get in your lawn that's like, they look like crop circles?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what those are called, Jay. It's been too long.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, Steve, you're probably a big lawn guy.
Uh-huh.
I bet if you poured it on that, maybe that would work. I should try that. I mean, what have I got to lose, a beer?
Absolutely.
And
some
a lawn.
People aren't willing to do that, lawn, I'm sure, yeah. but... Might as well pour
somebody,
some beer on it.
Pour some beer on it. Maybe somebody could text in if you think that'll work. And I'll just, you know what? You don't even need to give me any sort of, well, I did it. Just convince me it'll work. And,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you're thinking, okay, I'm down with trying the lawn one. Are you down with this? Do you believe it or not? Steam clams or mussels? Fill a large pot.
I'm good.
With beer and water, bring it to a boil to steam those little mollusks until their shells open.
Well, I mean, you've had beer batter probably on fish before.
Absolutely.
So I suppose.
Yeah.
It's not all that far off.
Now, two more that can help your body. If you have a kidney stone, they say drink beer. Beer is a diuretic.
Okay.
It helps flush the kidneys and bladder.
Really?
Yep. This can be beneficial if you're suffering from a bladder infection or kidney stones.
No way.
Beer helps dilate your...
That's enough.
What?
Yeah, I think you can. You don't need to go any further. Just say it helps.
Well, that's not the completion of the story, though.
Yeah, it helps.
It's a beginning, middle, and end.
Dilate
story, you know?
The tubes connecting the kidneys and bladder, Jay, which may help you pass a stone quicker and easier.
Or at least forget you have one.
That's right. And finally today, if your feet are tired, you soothe your tired feet, pour a couple cold ones into a bucket, and soak your feet. The ice-cold beer with lots of carbonation will help soothe your tired feet.
I am tired.
I just saw that video, by the way, of Flossie Dickey, who is 110 years old and was celebrating her birthday on live TV right here in Spokane. And they ask her, you know, how are you doing this morning?
And she said, I am tired.
Well, they woke her up at 6 a.m.
And then they said, oh, I've heard one of your favorite things to do is to take a nap. And she was like, I take as many naps as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
That video has gone viral.
Again?
For some reason, yeah, it's out on TikTok again.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it just the other day, and it had like 200 and some thousand videos.
I mean,
views.
She passed like in 2016.
She did, yeah.
And but she was, like you said, she was 110 years old.
110, Flossie Dickey.
Wow. Yeah, she was from here.
Yeah,
yes.
She was great too. She was very. I mean, she was really with it. I mean, for 110, are you kidding me? I mean, she was tired, obviously. When you're 110
again, Jay. They were all live on TV at 5 a.m.
I know
she
that was like, so bad. It's unfair.
I am tired.
I mean, you ask anybody at that hour if right. they will give you an honest answer. You know, they do all these interviews at 5 a.m. and, you know, Steve's wannabe girlfriend is out there bothering people. And you're like, man, how are you doing this morning? Well, I'm tired.
By the way, tomorrow I am going to be live on TV.
I am tired.
I dare you.
Oh, I promise.
I dare you. Who's doing the interview?
Allison.
Is it?
Allison Martinez. Yeah. When she says to me, hey, Kevin, how are you feeling? And I'll be like, I am tired.
If you don't say that, you owe me $20.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Steve, are you in? If he doesn't say it, he owes you $20. Again, you don't have to put up any money.
Oh, sure.
That's the best kind of bet, by the way. If you don't do that, you owe me money. Okay.
Yeah. Heads I win, tails you lose.
That's exactly right. Fairy rings. That's what those are called.
Fairy rings.
Now, I just want to know if it works. Now that I know what it's called, will pouring beer on that kill those? I treated mine with coffee grounds and crushed eggshells. Yeah, I have dogs. That's not going to work. I just can guarantee you that.
I am tired.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I put the glob of ketchup on the counter. Okay. And then I told my boyfriend to clean it up. Why? Oh, it's a challenge to see if he can clean it up.
Kevin James.
What? Like, women are challenging their boyfriends and husbands to clean up a glob of ketchup on their kitchen counter. Okay. I'm still missing how this is a challenge.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
It is beat the show time. Uh-oh. We lost our caller. We lost our caller. Why? Did you gotta get another caller?
Oh, hold on.
I start singing We Lost Our Caller, and Steve looked at me like, yeah? I'm like, well, that means you gotta get another contestant, because somehow our line three got disconnected, so.
Sorry about that. Will go well?
This? Oh, no.
Steve's getting another contestant?
No, it's major. Well, we'll find out right now. Miranda?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm good.
You want to play a little Beat the Show for some Dutch Bros?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, if you lose, you lose. If you win, you get Dutch Bros. That's a pretty good deal.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I had Dutch Bros this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, as part of my changing up, doing something different.
Wow, nice effort.
I was out cruising around.
Thanks for the text.
Then I went to Dutch Bros.
Steve, did he text you to see if you needed anything at Dutch Bros?
Never.
I knew you guys wouldn't want
Miranda, did he text you to see if you needed anything?
No, how rude.
Yeah, exactly, Miranda.
Of course I would have got you something.
All right, Miranda, this whole thing is bananas. That's also our category. Bananas is the category. Who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
Jay.
All right. Good luck, Miranda. See you in about a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, here we go, Miranda. The first recipe for banana bread showed up in what decade?
The 40s.
What is the name of the famous song where Gwen Stefani spells out bananas?
Bananas. I don't know.
Closest to, what is the Guinness World Record for fastest time to eat a banana with no hands?
6 seconds.
Curious George is a fan of bananas. One edition of Curious George is used in the main character's favorite book of this Tom Hanks 94 movie. Name that movie.
Castaway.
Jake Owen has a song called Green Bananas. Jake also has a twin brother named Mark. True or false?
True.
How many scoops of ice cream are in a traditional banana split?
3.
Adam Sandler tries trading a banana for a snack pack in this 95 comedy. Name that movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Okay, well, we got through all of them. Let's get Jay back in here.
Yeah, I realized that one question was kind of long.
You only had one long question today?
Yeah, I was going to say he's really improving.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, Jay, you ready?
Weird.
You ready to go bananas?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The first recipe for banana bread showed up in what decade?
Oh, 1910.
What is the name of the famous song where Gwen Stefani spells out bananas?
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. Holla Back Girl.
Closest to, what is the Guinness World Record for fastest time to eat a banana with no hands?
Oh, wow. No hands is insane. 17 seconds.
Curious George is a fan of bananas. One edition of Curious George is used as the main character's favorite book in this Tom Hanks 94 movie.
What?
Name that movie.
Big. I don't know.
Jake Owen has a song called Green Bananas. Jake also has a twin brother named Mark. True or false?
Oh, I don't know what his name is, but I think he has a twin, so I'll say true.
How many scoops of ice cream are in a traditional banana split?
Oh, I probably should know that. One, two, three.
Adam Sandler tries trading a banana for a snack pack in this 95 comedy.
Billy Madison.
Did you get that one?
Back to school.
Back to school.
Back to school. To prove to dad I'm not a fool. Oh, back to school.
Oh, boy. That movie was, did you get that one
that
in time?
Movie was,
yeah, he got it in time.
It okay. was just on, Kevin. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
It was just on this past weekend, and I just kind of landed on it. And I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah. It's very dumb and very funny.
Yeah, great movie.
Let's see how we do, Miranda.
Is it the right one? We'll find out. The first recipe for banana bread showed up in what decade? Would you believe the 1930s?
Oh, I was wrong. Uh-huh. What did Miranda say? Kevin?
She's 1940.
Yeah, she was off a little bit. She was closer than you, but I don't think we get any points for that today.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
What is the name of the...
I would have given you a point, Miranda, but I'm not running the scoreboard today, so, you know, sorry.
What is the name of the famous song where Gwen Stefani spells out bananas? Hollaback girl.
Ain't no hollaback girl.
Hollaback girl.
Miranda did not know that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, you did.
Closest to, what is the Guinness World Record for fastest time to eat a banana no hands?
So what
Dude,
a
it's
great,
gotta be like
what a great record.
It's gotta be like 3 seconds.
No.
I mean, do you have to peel it with your mouth though?
I think it's already pre-peeled.
How hard would that be to chew and swallow though, Kevin? That's just a lot. I bet you have to get it down your gullet, don't you? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I just think of how fast people eat stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. No, that is 9.7 seconds.
What did Miranda say?
She was not, yeah.
No,
was,
no one's keeping no score. One's no close. One's running the scoreboard.
She was closer. She was closer.
Does that mean she gets a point?
Yeah, I said closest to.
Oh, 1-1. Okay, all right, 1-1.
Yeah. Curious George is a fan of bananas. One edition of Curious George is used as the main character's favorite book in this Tom Hanks 94 movie.
This is the question that I honestly don't have any idea what anybody said.
I said big because I was trying to think of an old Tom Hanks movie.
Well, neither person were right. I remember that because it was Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. I just thought it's the first Tom Hanks movie I could think of.
What did Miranda say?
You just jump in
Castaway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's on an island. There could have been a banana.
Could have been a banana tree, Kevin. Who knows?
Yeah. Could have been a book as well. Jake Owen has a song called Green Bananas. Jake also has a twin brother named Mark. Is that true or false?
I mean, I said true. What'd you say,
Everybody
Miranda?
Went true. Yeah,
that true.
It is false.
Ah, dang it.
He does have a twin brother, but his name is Jared.
Dang it.
That's so stupid.
That's so dumb. Miranda, you win. I don't even care.
What?
No, that's garbage. That's a garbage question.
What?
It's a garbage question.
It's a trick question.
No, it's not a great question.
All right, fine. It's not a great question.
It's not nice to do to people.
That's nice. No, he has a twin brother. Yes, named Mark. No. Dumb.
It's Mike.
Yeah. No, it's Jared.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask Mike Peterson about it then.
Is that the second to last question? What was the last question?
No, there's two more, Jay.
Oh, two more. What are they?
Do you even want me to keep
going? I do now.
Yeah.
I do now, yes.
Okay, fine. How many scoops of ice cream are in a traditional banana split?
I mean, I said three.
She said three.
Yeah, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Okay, well, 3-3. Now she's got 18 points, and I have two.
Adam Sandler tries trading a banana for a snack pack. 95 comedy. Name that movie.
Which one? What is the answer?
That's Billy Madison.
It is Billy Madison.
It is
okay.
Billy. Yeah. You know she said Happy Gilmore, but.
Nah, whatever. You know what? You win because of a dumb question. All right.
Not a dumb question.
Miranda, hold on for your Dutch Bros, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Please also make fun of Steve when he picks up the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
What? No, don't encourage that.
Kind of earned it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Guys, their stage look is more like their normal look because there's no glitz and glam. Absolutely. Is that what you're thinking? Yeah.
And that's the thing that would throw it off with Jason Aldean for me, too, is that if he's just wearing flip-flops and swimming trunks, shirt off.
Right.
I don't know that I'd recognize him.
Kevin James.
What about Willie Nelson? You think you'd recognize him?
Oh, for sure.
Probably from the smoke.
Probably Willie the glitz is. And glam.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, do you remember, because Steve won't remember this, he's not old enough. Do you remember when they called, when flip-flops were called thongs?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
You do?
I think some people still say that, don't they?
Do they?
I think so. Yeah.
I thought thong only meant one thing now, and it wasn't footwear.
No, I mean, it definitely is, you know, more common in a different area, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think some people still call them thongs.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm going to ask Steve when he comes in for
I
Hot
think
Topics.
The thong technically is the correct term for the one that, you know, the flip-flop that goes between your toes.
Okay, and the other ones are sliders?
Yeah.
I think it's all the same. It's
No.
Universal. Flip-flops.
The thong has to have something that goes
between
something.
Why did you search it?
So thong has to have something that goes between two things.
Right. I mean, isn't that what the meaning of a thong is?
I don't know. Let's see. Thong. Meaning.
That's what I'm trying to look at.
See, it says
Jane.
A bikini swimsuit bottom.
Sure.
That's all it says. It doesn't say, or a pair of brief underpants.
I'm going to look at the thong shoes definition.
Thong shoes. There you go. Yeah.
Definition. I know. I got very sidetracked on the...
Mm-hmm.
Thong, a narrow strip of leather or other material used especially as a fastening or as the lash of a whip.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Sandals and flip-flops and sliders I get for shoes. Thong, I think, is only one thing to me now.
Yeah, no, and that's fair, Jay. I think most people, that's probably very, very true. But I do think the thong is the actual strap. Or strip of leather or other material.
Mm.
So that's why the shoe got called that.
Yeah.
And that's why the underpants got called that.
Brief underpants, as they're stated in the internet.
Brief underpants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Length of time worn?
Correct.
Stat of the day. It is estimated at any one time in the United States, 5%.
Try it again. Go ahead. Just do what it says.
It is estimated that...
I'll turn the music off. It'll help you concentrate.
Reboot. It is estimated that at any one time, 4.7% of the world's population is drunk.
And that's the one you stumbled over.
Isn't that funny? How about that?
Oh, man.
It's really something.
Yeah.
I'm going to type in right now, how many people in the world are currently drunk? How many people in the world are currently drunk?
You said 4.7%?
Yeah.
Boy, that's got to be a large number of people.
4. Of the 7? World population?
Yeah.
Right. This just gets real boring real quick.
Yeah, of course it does.
About alcoholism and this and that. I just want... this is not good. This is not what I want. I just wanted a fun stat to see what number of people that would be. I mean, I guess...
7.8 million.
Yeah, there we go, Jay. How many people are in the world? And then you just divide it by... I mean, times 4.7.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to think about. somebody right now. Well, quite a few somebodies right now. Where do you think most likely?
That can't be right. Let me look again.
Because
it was way more than, 7.6 billion, 5% of that. Hold on.
7.6 billion. It's hard to even
380 million.
380 million people are drunk right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the time change is going to help. It's obviously congrats. Night.
Well, yeah, it's the world. I mean, yeah. So we have a lot of people.
It's the world.
And there's Ireland in there.
Okay, let's not do that.
Wait, are we counting, people who are tipsy?
Legally drunk. Anybody over 0.08, we'll say.
Yeah.
I think that counts.
On a Wednesday?
Sure.
Well, it's Thursday someplace.
Oh, true.
That's a good point. That does make it.
Granted, Thursday morning.
Well, I mean, it could be. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's the latest it could be right now? What's the latest time it is in the world?
Isn't it just 24 hours ahead of us or 22? Is New Zealand 22 hours ahead?
It's something like that.
I think it's like that because that's where they get New Year's first, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New Zealand, I think they're 22 hours ahead of us. But I can't remember if they set their clocks back. So maybe it's changed. Maybe it's 23 hours now. I don't know. I can't. All the time zone, it's hard to know.
It is, yeah.
It is hard to know.
What's a city in New Zealand?
Auckland.
I was going to say that.
Which one?
Auckland.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. A-U-C-K-L-A.
It's the only one I know.
It's not listed on the world clock.
What? Why not?
I don't know. I didn't make the world clock.
Isn't that the capital of New Zealand?
Oh, gosh. This is just going down.
I think it
down.
Is. It's 3:53 a.m.
Thank you, Kevin.
And it's Thursday there already. Good Thursday morning if you're listening in New Zealand. Or it's 3:53 a.m.